Okay. Yogi Puran Topshin Iron Bays. Initially, I thought this would take place in class, but unfortunately, class was canceled. So right now, I'm in a car on the Rehova Pisgah. So if you hear any traffic in the background, you understand what that's from. The title of this discussion, which will be brief, is Ma Zehut Amitit Shelly. What is my real identity? And I was misoriented to this based upon things that I heard from Rabbi Moshe Shapira the other day, and also based on some of the words that that Rabbi Yehuda Bulman said on his Shabbat Shuvah Drasha, and then some ha'aras of mine, and perhaps the way that I interpret what I heard and what it meant to me. And Be'ezer Hashem, as meaningful as the ideas are for me, hopefully I'll try and convey that. The famous Gemara, we all know. We know that really the two dinim that are taking place, as it were, simultaneously between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. We know that there is as the Gra teaches us, and the Ramchal, that the din of Olam Hazeh, how our lives will play out in Olam Hazeh terms, starts on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippurim. Perhaps there are other ways that the Rishonim understand it, etc., but that's certainly the way the Gra understands it, and the Ramchal, apparently, and based upon Tosfos, that in terms of Olam Hazeh, everybody starts on Rosh Hashanah, everybody ends on Yom Kippurim. When Rav Kuspa Dai says in the name of Rav Yochanan, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and he says Zayin Amid Beis, Amar Rav Kuspa Dai, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shlosh Yisroim Niftachim B'Rosh Hashanah, Echad Shel Rishayim Gemurim, Ve'Echad Shel Tzadikim Gemurim, Ve'Echad Shel Beinonim. Three books open on Rosh Hashanah, Tzadikim, the other one, and Beinonim. Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtovim Ve'Nechtomim La'alte L'Chayim. This is with regard to the way it's understood from Tosis, where the Gron interprets it, is that the Tzadikim Gemurim, they're immediately, in terms of their kesher, in terms of their kesher to Rabbono Shalom, in terms of Nitzchias, in terms of all their being Olam Haba Jews, it's immediately signed and sealed, or written and sealed on Rosh Hashanah. La'al to L'chaim. The Rishayim, unfortunately, in the other direction. La'al to the other way. Beinonim, Tluyim v'omdim, Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom Kippurim. The Beinonim, those in the middle, and that middle is very broad, because hopefully we see ourselves as being in the middle. Rava also said that he was in the middle. He's a Beinoni. So, as the Gemara says, L'shav Kaschai, you didn't leave anything for anybody else. If you're a Beinoni, so we're the rest of us. But okay. Well, hopefully we're all be in the category of Beinonim. Tluyim v'omdim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Zochu nechtovim l'chaim, lo zochu nechtovim. God forbid, in the other direction. So in other words, there is, in this realm of the din of Kesher, Ruchnius, am I an Olam Haba Jew, am I Olam Hazeh Jew, where are my roots, who am I? So there is a very clear line that a Tzadik Gamur could be all finished in terms of this on Rosh Hashanah. Nechtovim Nechtomim, L'alter L'chaim. Chalila, the Rishayim, the other direction. The Beinonim, they find themselves in this Tluyim. They're hanging there, as it were. Tluyim va'omdim. Tluyim va'omdim. As I've heard it say, Tluyim va'omdim, it's kiel, hanging and standing. It's like being on the gordom, on the scaffold. The noose is around the neck. Right? This is obviously very, 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 very graphic sort of a description. The noose around the neck, but the Rachman al-Tzom, the chair has not been kicked out. Tluyim v'omdim. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Zachu nechal nechayim. Lo zachu nechtam nemisam. Okay. The Rambam. Kishem sheshoklin, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Paragimel, says as follows. Kishem Shishoklim Zchuyos Odam Vavonoso Bishas Misoso, just as a person goes through a shikul, a measurement, a weighing of his Zchuyos and his Chalilas Avonos at the time of his Ptira. Pretty much a paraphrase all of the Gemara. He's in the twilight zone, as it were, until Yom Kippurim. Here's what the Rambam interprets, l'chora, the idea of Zochu, that is a Asiyas Tshuva. Im asa tshuva nechtam l'chaim, v'im lav nechtam chalil, the other direction. Again, the concept over here, going with the Gra, is a concept of kesher to Rabbon Shalom Ruchni as Kalim. You know, what type of Jew am I? Am I one of those upon whom it says Yad Ben Olam Haba, or am I very much deeply rooted in Olam Hazeh? Olam Hazeh. The Rambam says you do tshuva. So at first glance, and again, this was Rav Moshe's question, the feeling that one comes away with from the Rambam of being zochin, that is to say, to be have done tshuva, is that I've transformed myself from a benoni into a tzaddik. And I'll be quite frank, this is something that always disturbed me. What does that mean? I became a tzaddik? Really? How can it be? Did I really become a tzaddik? And if I didn't, so that means I'm lost? That means I was nechtam for that year for real. Chas v'sholom gives a person a chalishas adas. What does that mean? What does it mean to be nechtam? Yeah, l'chaim, based upon my tshuva, did I really transform myself into a tzaddik? With everything. Really? Yeah, I really transformed myself into a tzaddik. How could it be this so many years of my being a benoni? Mela, you slip up. But year after year, to return to the same thing, it's very disheartening. So then Rav Moshe, he didn't ask the question that way. He asked the question straightforward. He says, from the Ari, and Shar Kavanas, and the Drushan Yom Kippurim, it's mashma that really the Beinoni is nechtam as a Beinoni on Yom Kippurim. He's talking about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then he also speaks about Hoshana Rabbah. He talks about the fact that the Yom Rishon of Rosh Hashanah is a din Akashia, then afterwards a din Rafia, a strong din, a weaker din. But tzaddikim murim dafka heim nechtamim lechaim b'Rosh Hashanah v'lo beinonim lefishu hu din Akashia ben ila is Yom Kippurim. Then he's ready to be nidon. Then he's ready to be nechtam. L'chein gam hu zman din v'lo kasha. L'chein ha-beinonim nechtamim bo l'chayim. There's tremendous arichas there in Yisodos HaTorah. Well, this is not shaykh to us. But he says, their nechtam is beinonim. What is the pshat in that? What does it mean to be nechtam as a beinonim? So Agon Rav Moshe was Masbir. He says, it would appear, based upon the Gemara in Brachas and Samach Aleph, Rav Yosi Aglili Omer, HaTzadikim Yitzatov Shoftam, Shneemar Libi Chol Bekirbi, etc. The Shoim Yitzara Shoftam, it's a Gemara, and the Beinonim Zev Zev Shoftam. We have two identities. Eve white, Eve black, on a spiritual level. The tzaddikim do their mitzvahs and their averas like a tzaddik. The rishayim do both their averas and their mitzvahs like a rasha, without being marech. I.e., their true identity is clear. And even that which is not in sync with their true identity is done in such a fashion that it's clear that it's not really typical of who they really are. The Beinonim they do a mitzvah like a tzaddik, and do an aver rachmanson like a rasha. Back and forth. Yetzer tov, yetzer ra, shoftam, manhigam, guides them. That's what Beinoni is. The Maharal says in his drush for Shabbos Shuvam, he discusses the concept of the shnei seirim, echad l'Hashem v'echad l'Azazel. And there he says, his Omer Medrash, Vanochi ish chalak. He brings down the Medrash, describing the difference between Yaakov Avinu and Lahavdil, and a Torah Tame Esav Farosha. Vanochi ish chalak. Rabbi Levi Omer, lekavatz. What's the comparable? Will perish. Mishi ish lo kvatzos v'hu bal sear. The kirech. And one person was very hairy, a lot of hair, and the other one is kirech. He's bald. Shayu al svas agoren. There they were standing just outside the threshing floor. The grain is being winnowed, threshed and winnowed. Ola hamotz bakavatz. The chaff, as the wind blows it, after it's been winnowed, the chaff is blown away and it entangles itself in the individual who is covered with a lot of hair. And the stabech besaro gets mixed in, twisted, knotted into his sear, into his hair. Ola motz bakireach, but when it lands on the kireach, v'nosan yodol al rosho, puts his hand upon his head, ve'viro, and he sweeps it away. Kach eitzav arosha kol shana kulo hu mislach lech ve'in lo b'mei yiskaper. So too, the whole year, Esav, he's mislach lech, he filthies himself with averus, and he has no way to cleanse himself. Kapora. Right? Kapora is to be mekaneach oneself, to clean oneself, as the Ramban says in the Chumash. Aval Yaakov Avinu enokach b'yom kippurim u'miskaper k'da'omer ki b'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem ad kan. That's the Medrash the Maharal brings. The Maharal uses this concept to explain the concept of the Seir LaShem and the Seir LaZozo. They're both taken together. They're both identical. But one's blood goes lefnaiv lefnim, and the other one, his goof is broken as it's thrown off a cliff. Nazazel. One is Lashem, and the other one is to the Kaviyachol, to what he called to the Kochos Hara. Kochos Hara. Says the Maral, Ki Yaakov Noki V'Tor Nafsho Menachet Ki Nafsho Tahoro Kedosha Mitzad Atzma. Rak Mash Yesh Chet Behem Hu Min HaChutz Mitzad Yetzara. It's all external. The world of Aveira, the world of Chatoim, and Avonos, and Pshaim, all the external to Yaakov Avinu. It's all from the influence of the Yetzer Hara, but it's not his essence. V'lachach be'emes haya Yaakov ish cholak ve'esav bal seir. Ki ha'cholak ein bo tosefes. The one who is smooth, he has no addendums onto who he is. Al etzem nafsho klal. Aval hu omed ba'atzmo bli tosefes, bli chisorn. Even his goof, his physical goof, as it were. It is what it is. Davar zehi a royal Yaakov Amesha who ishtam who perishtam who sholem v'lachach Yaakov ish chalak smooth shachalak ein bo tosefes v'ein bo chisorin klal. It is what it is. No tosefes, no extra things, no deficiencies, no chisorin. Aval esav haya bal seir v'mishaseir yish bo tosefes. The nature of seir is that it grows, constantly growing, changing, adding. The chisor nasaros shehim gedelim tamid lemar shehim gedelim v'lo shayach behem hashlomo. It's not shayach the world of hashlomo by seir, because they're constantly in flux, they're constantly changing. In the world of hair, shaseir yishbo tosefes the chisor nasaros shehim gedelim tamid lemar shehim gedelim v'lo shayach behem hashlomo k'mo shu shayach laguf hachalak shu sholim bli tosefes v'chisor. That says the Maral. The dam, the nefesh, ruchni, of one seir, identical, they're taken together, but then they're split. The nefesh, the dam, the pnimius, of one part of me goes lefnaiv lefnim, and that which is not shayach to that world, that which is unfortunately shayach to the world of chet, of tumah, of Onshim. Where does that go? That's cast away. That's not me. That's not my identity. You want all this mark there.
The chach ends off there. The chach aseir asheni shaya nosin al vavonos Yisrael v'shalach oso la'azazel who gam ken seir mitzad abchina ashenis. It's also a seir.
Says the Maral, the blood of the seir is similar to the blood of man. That's why, unfortunately, the Shvatim used the blood of the seir of the goat to dye the ksonis of Yosef to make it look as though he'd been killed. The blood of the seir is similar to the blood of a person, but the goof of a seir is not similar to the goof of a person. The blood of the seir is representative of the blood, our blood, our ratzons, our ratzonos. We want to bring it lefnai v'lefnim. But the goof of the seir has no similarity to that of a tzelem elokim. That needs to be thrown away. That needs to be sent to Azazel. Fascinating. So really what comes out over here is that the upshot of the tshuva has got to be a real tshuva. With charata, with kabbalah, with regret, with acceptance of the future. There's no playing around here. There are no games here. With it all being expressed, derech hapeh, vidui, kikor revelecha adav me'od b'fichu b'levavcha la'asoso. Like Ramban says, b'fichu u'b'levavcha la'asoso. In the lave is the charata. In the peh is the vidui. And the lasoso is the change of behavior. The change, as it were, of conduct. The kabbalah, the change in the future. It's all there. It has to be real. But that reality creates for us what? Creates for us an understanding that ends our identity. Who am I? I am that which goes to final lifnim. Who am I not? I am not the ish there. It's true. I did it. But that doing, that's the chilek of Esav. That's the chilek of Esav. So really, the vidui, the charata, the kabbalah, it's all real. But it's coming from me as a beinoni. And what I'm saying is that my real identity is associated with that which is chiyuvi, that which was positive inside of me. And the rest, it's an aberration. Did I do it? Yes. Did I do it, unfortunately, frequently? Perhaps. But it's an aberration of who I am. It's an aberration. I'm not a Rasha Chalila. I'm a Beinoni. When a Beinoni, as it were, can establish that of what he sees as being integral to who he is, and what he sees as, unfortunately, an aberration upon who he really is, then that Beinoni is a Roy. To be nechtam on Yom Kippur Mechaim. What is charata? What is charata? Charata is, like we say in Ne'ilah, we want to extract ourselves, we want to extricate ourselves from the unhealthy hold that we have, unfortunately, upon ourselves. They bring the Yaras Dvash, he says it's going like Abi Gezel. But the Pashup Shalom, man nechtal bi oshek yadenu, that's what's mashma from the Sefer Chinuch in the Mitzvah Tefillin. He's interested, he brings it down. He brings down the terminus, so that we should extricate ourselves from the way we abuse ourselves, the way we're mashlit, excuse using the psychological terminology, the Eve black inside of us upon the Eve white, the false identity. Or as Rav Tzadok spoke about on the Pasuk, Eishal to Adam ba'Adam ra lo, Pasuk in Koheles. There's sometimes a one person subjugates another person. Since Rav Tzadok, it's not necessarily talking about one individual vis-a-vis another individual. Inside the same individual, he's mashlit, a false identity. We allow the Yetzer Hara, as it were, to run roughshod over us. So that we begin to think that he is us. And who are we? We forget. But the MS is, Yom Kippur is the time where a person makes a choice. The real me is the one who perhaps was subjugated part of the time during the year. Hey, Shalat Adam ba Adam Lara Lo.
At this point, I really have to start driving.
I apologize for the noise. I'm on drive now. I can't just continue the way it is. At any event, to deliver ourselves from our own self-imposed servitude. That's what we're doing. That's why Nila closes. How does one do this? Now going back to the tshuva, going back to the charata, the viduin. So Rav Yehuda Bulman said a very interesting thing. He drew a parallel to the Rambam, end of Hilchos Mikvos. He said this in Shabbos in Midrash, that the Rambam in Hilchos Mikvos talks about a person, as it were, immersing himself in the Mehadas. And that Mehadas is the way and the fashion that a person cleanses himself from the Deos Rose, from the Midos Magunos, etc. Now, interesting motifs that describe the concept of, as it were, this mikvah. Hevar Chinuch in Parshat Tazria talks about the idea of the mikvah is that a person is taking himself back to the primordial waters, as it were, those waters that cover the face of the earth. Even before he came into being, before he came into creation, he brings himself back, all the way back in time to them. And in that way, he becomes a new being after he goes into the mikveh and immerses himself. Ayin sham, barichus. Mitasheni, the Shem Yishmul brings from the Avnei Nezer. He brings the idea of how does the Tahara, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Kaviyachal Kodesh Baruch Hu is the mikveh, not just the hope. That's the Pasha Pshat Pasuk for sure. He's the mikveh of Klal Yisrael. So says the Avnei Nezer, how does that work? He says when a being of the earth goes into the water, he ceases to exist. He can't continue. When a being of the Yam rises up upon the dry land, he also ceases to exist. The idea of immersing oneself in the Mikvah Yisrael Hashem, immersing oneself in contact with the Ribbono Shel Olam, one ceases to be. And then one begins anew. So perhaps what we really have in front of us is two aspects of the mikvah as they relate to both charata and kabbalah. Charata, I would like to go back to the beginning. I'm so deeply mischarat on that which I did. If I could go back and it would be undone, it wouldn't be here. It's like Rav Pinkus, Zechon Racha, said, on the Nusach we say in Vidu, Avanachno Avosenu Chaton, Einanu Azifonim, Einanachno Azifonim, Ukshe Oref, Lomal Fanech, Hashem Elokeinu Velkei Avosenu, Tzadikim Anachno, Velo Chaton, Avanachno Avosenu Chatonu. Says Rav Pinkus, what a bizarre sort of statement. Einanachno Azifonim, Ukshe Oref, Lomal Fanech, Tzadikim Anachno, Velo Chatonu. We're not, as it were. Yeah, as they fun to say we're tzaddikim. What are you telling me you're tzaddikim for? Get down to the brass tacks, get down to the point. Chatanu, avinu, pashanu, chatanu, ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, etc. She'ena anu achni, as they fun she'or, flomalu fanecha, tzaddikim, anachnu, chatanu. He's sent him out to walk into a makolet, to a grocery store. You want to buy milk? You walk over to the owner of the store, the proprietor, and you say, listen, I want to tell you something. I'm not here to buy screws, nails, nuts and bolts. I'm here to buy milk. Boker Tov. And what else is new? What else is new? Bahamas, what else is new? So therefore, he says, what a person is saying, what we're saying is, I wish I could say to you that I didn't sin. When you come to someone who you know loves you, and you betrayed them. So what do you want to say? You want to say, I wish I could say that I didn't betray you. But I did betray you. And therefore, I won't bother trying to deny it. Ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu. That's the depth of the busha. That's the depth of the regret. I wish I could go back to before it ever took place. I wish I could erase it. I wish it were not part of me. That's the charata. That's one form of the mikvah. Mitzad sheni, lemahapecha, that when I'm making myself, ad kedei kach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yodea talumos, he's made upon me, he could be made on me, that this commitment, after I've come in contact now with him, as I stand before him on the Yom HaKadosh, on Yom HaKippurim, it's true all the time when a person says vidu, but especially so on Yom Kippurim. The koach of the vidu Yom Kippurim, like Rav Moshe said, is like the koach of the zrikas adam, of the seir l'Hashem, lifnai v'lifnim. It has this unusual koach to it. This vidu that I say, on this day, I cease to be the other person. Will I return to it? If I wouldn't return to it. Is my commitment at this moment such that I wouldn't return to it? Yes. But people are frail. People fall again. It's like the tour introduces Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Brings down the Medrash. Lekachtem lechem biyom harishon. Rishon lecheshben avonos. We said before, bring Rishon lecheshben avonos. What a way to start off Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Don't worry, by the time you roll around to Sukkot, after you've been Torahed with kol mini mitzvahs, tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Sesame Tshuva, Yom Kippurim, don't worry, by the time you hit Sukkot, that'll be Rishbon Lecheshbon Avonos. The Torah, Chazal, are not cynical. They're not being facetious. Rather, the concept is that if in fact a person does indeed go back to the world that he claimed to have abandoned, it'll be Rishon. It'll no longer be Avera after Avera after Avera after Avera after Avera. It'll be Rishon. Rishon Cheshbon. We need to establish how our true identity is on Yom Kippurim. We establish that with our tshuva, the depth of our regret. We establish that with our tshuva, with the depth of our commitment, our Kabbalah Asi. We establish that by linking it to a world of Mises, to our Dibur, our Vidui B'peh. Kikor v'lecha davar ma'od b'ficha u'bilvavcha la'asoso. We do all of that We do all of that. And by doing that, so even if we don't transform ourselves into tzaddikim gemurim, but we're nechtomim l'chaim, in the world of the Beinonim, we've established who we really are. We're committed to strengthening and furthering the success of that part of us which is the true definition of who we are. We identify with the dam of the Seir that's bought lifnai v'lifnim, and we cast off the guf and everything associated with it of the Seir Mishtaleach. That's not our chelik. That's the chelik of the other twin. It was a twin only in form, but not a twin in essence. Yaakov and Esav, part company, just as the two Seirim part company. And so to each of us, Be'ezer Hashem, part company from that false self that unfortunately has so given us a beleaguered existence all year round. We will part company from him on Yom Kippurim. Be'ezer Hashem, we shall be zochet to a gemar chasima tova, all of us and all of Klal Yisrael. It should be a year of Yeshuas and Nechamos for the Prat and for the Klal, and the Rabbon Shalom should give us a complete cleansing, right? Lo yidei yisurim b'chaloyim roim, not through difficulties, not through terrible difficulties, Rahman Litzlan. He should cleanse us, and he should prepare us for when he reveals himself before all mankind. And this is your halavai, abalein letova, called for the Tova. Thank you.